Thank you, Brad. By this time Thursday morning, officials at College of the Redwoods were busy notifying staff and students that classes at the main Eureka campus had been canceled due to a bomb threat posted to a social media website. The sheriff's office responded along with other law enforcement and emergency agencies. And when the campus was cleared, a search was conducted and no bomb was found. President Kathy Smith said in a statement, and I quote, "When you are experiencing a crisis situation, you really find out how many community partners you have who are dedicated to the safety of the CR students, faculty, and staff. We sincerely appreciate the assistance of all the emergency personnel, as well as Eureka City Schools, Humboldt State University, and Humboldt Transit Authority, all of which provided services to our residence hall students during this challenging time." For the past 3 years, folks who like to gather in the Arcata Community Forest on April 20th have met a substantial response from the city of Arcata. Tired of litter, damage to park property, unruly crowds, and neighborhood disturbances, Arcata city leaders have addressed the 420 gathering by strictly enforcing the city's regulations regarding behavior in the park. Last year, hundreds of people were turned away as they attempted to enter, and similar measures will be in place both for today and for Saturday. Members of the Mendocino County Marijuana Eradication Team served a search warrant at a residence in Willits earlier this week. Officers contacted 33-year-old David Levine and 22-year-old Skylar Gist at the Ridge Circle residence. A search turned up an indoor marijuana grow with nearly 100 plants, evidence of hash manufacture, and $1,400 in cash. Both Levine and Gist were arrested and booked on possession, cultivation, and manufacturing charges. Republican Assemblyman Tom Donnelly is criticizing the Democratic members of the Assembly Education Committee after a bill he sponsored failed to make it out of that committee. Donnelly's bill would have created a training program for teachers who wish to be armed at school, and a second bill was aimed at keeping the identity of those teachers private. The bill met with stiff opposition from state law enforcement agencies, including the California Police Chiefs Association and the California Teachers Association. And Canadian County deputies in El Reno, Oklahoma, arrested two California men after they were caught transporting 130 pounds of marijuana, according to Channel 9 News in Oklahoma. A deputy pulled over 36-year-old Alex Brouse of Alder Point and 55-year-old Paul Yeager of Carlotta and noticed the scent of marijuana coming from the car. A search turned up a large duffel bag full of the weed. Both men were transported to the Canadian County Jail and will face charges when it's referred to the DA's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are funding issues at Eureka City Schools. Stephen Walker has more.
The Humboldt Regional Occupational Program is designed to give high school students in Humboldt County a chance to gain real-world job experience and potentially earn credits towards College of the Redwoods. If you are currently in high school, you are eligible for enrollment. However, HROP funding is currently in danger, as Eureka City Schools Superintendent Fred Von Vleck explains.
This new local control funding formula, which Governor Brown has proposed and has been working its way through the state legislators, part of that proposal is to do away with ROP funding. And there's a big scare in the county right now is, in a question mark, what's going to happen with ROP funding?
Von Vleck went on to praise the importance of HROP classes, especially for non-traditional students.
And ROP has been pivotal to providing these types of classes and different types of opportunities for these students who excel in something that may be a little bit different than the traditional college-bound student.
For more information about HROP classes, please call the Humboldt County Office of Education or visit their website and click on the Humboldt Regional Occupational Program link.
And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.